Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. In Mark's Gospel, beginning in chapter 8, and the first verse, here's what we read. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people." I think this is one of the most beautiful statements in all the scriptures. And as we prepare our heart to meditate today, listen to those words again. Jesus saying, "I have compassion for these people." Now you might be asking, who exactly does Jesus have compassion for? And the answer for you is you. Jesus has a compassionate heart. Jesus wants to compassionately love you. Have you ever happened onto a place where someone had been a poor victim of misfortune? Maybe you've been able to weep over some victim's plight or some injustice in the world. Mark 8 describes a scene where pity was plentiful, but only compassionate action could meet the needs. I want you to know, friend, Jesus has compassion for you. So as we prepare to meditate today, I want you to join me in this prayer. God, today, make my heart more compassionate like yours. Cause my soul to well up in action with compassion because of you. God, would you speak into my life today wisdom melded with compassion for the people that will be in my path, in my family, in my sphere of influence, that I might live and breathe more like you with compassion. And now, my friend, I invite you to take a few moments and be in the stillness and quietness so that you can stop talking to God and you can listen to God. One of the things that I think is most beautiful about meditation is that you can teach yourself how to listen for the voice of God. And today I invite you to listen to his voice. Listen as he prompts your spirit. Listen as he nudges your soul. Don't speak it out of existence. Don't try to explain it. Don't look for lightning bolts. Just be calm and assured that God, the creator and sustainer of this universe, wants to nudge and move you toward his likeness with compassion today. So, Lord, speak to my friends as they hush and listen to you. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, my friend, I just want to remind you again in Mark chapter 8, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. My friend, today, as you go in peace, go in the certainty that Jesus has compassion for you. Whatever it is you're dealing with, whatever is ahead of you, even the unknown, go in the certainty that His heart is melted into compassion and sincere and deep love for you today. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.